National Chemistry Week. Did you make your plans for National Chemistry Week? It's getting underway. Today is actually the last day of National Chemistry Week, but we'll have a game. As soon as I said it's getting underway, Ricky reacted. Get it? And I compounded the problem, but now here we are again. I'll stop now. Happy birthday today to Nick in Avalon from your mom, Antonio of Munn Hall from your family, Dave Brianza of Allison Park. From Karen, Audrey, and Rose. Claire, happy birthday to you. Also, we have Cameron of Brighton Heights from your family. And finally today, Lucy Stewart, happy birthday. Tomorrow, we have Gerard of Canfield from Kate and Maeve and Beth Ann of Monroeville. On Monday, the 23rd, Mason from Kelsey, Dad, and Cooper. Sally from Jason. Eileen from Cindy. Faith from Steve, Sam, and Adam. Jim in Washington County from daughter Julie, and Cece, good morning. I hope you're there. We wish you a happy birthday from us and also from Ken and Tom. On the 24th, Scott has a birthday. Happy birthday, Scott. And Ava of McClellan Town also celebrates. And happy birthday to Lena of Oakmont from Mom Jenny and a family. On the 24th, Dane of Black Ash celebrates on the 24th. Happy birthday to Dane from the Moorhead family. Also Stephanie of the North Hills on the 24th and Emma of West Mifflin from Alex and Char and Gary. Nathan of Upper St. Clair from Norm. And Barb, Julie, Becca, Catherine, and Alicia. And moments ago, we mentioned Cece having a birthday. Her husband, her son, Tom, joins us in wishing her husband, Ken, a happy birthday. Both in Jacksonville, Florida. So we have Cece with a birthday on the 23rd and Ken with a birthday on the 25th. Matthew of Zealandopal, happy birthday to you from Karen, Brian, Russell, Ken, Margarita, Alicia, and your whole family. Also on the 25th, Lisa from Laurie. Happy birthday to Mandy. And we have Titus of Grove City, who was born on the 25th, and brother Gratian on the 26th, from dad and mom, Ken and Jamie, and sister Aurora and brother Brunner. On the 26th, we have Christopher of Brentwood from Kathy and Ken. Katie and Clay have a wedding anniversary on the 26th. Julie of Hampton has a birthday. Olivia, happy birthday to you from Eric and Carrie, and Vicky in Oakmont celebrates on the 26th. Finally, on the 27th, Brittany of Butler, from Mary Louisa, Thomas, Grandma, Grandpa, Ken, Margarita, and Alicia, Ken of Hampton Township, from Sheila, Hannah, and Aaron, Alice from Harold, Peter of Jefferson Borough, also on the 27th, from parents Richard and Judy, and twins Blaine and Braden of Carn City, from mom and dad. Happy birthday or anniversary to everybody we just mentioned.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 10092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card, now in color, hand-delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
He sits in the house alone. He ain't got rhythm. Every night he sits there and wears a frown. He attracted some attention when he found the fourth dimension. But he ain't got rhythm, so no one's with him. He's the loneliest man in town. A lonely man is he, bending over his books. His wife and family keep giving him dirty looks, 'cause he ain't got rhythm. When they call him up, it's to call him down. With a daring aviator, he encircled the equator. But he ain't got rhythm, no one's with him. He's the loneliest man in town.
That's Maria Modar, along with Tuba Skinny, from their album called Let's Get Happy Together. And we've, off the air, been talking about National Chemistry Week, which interestingly was picked to be around this time of the year because of 10 to the 23rd. 6.022 times 10 to the 23rd, the number of molecules in a mole. If you go back to that, or it could be the number of atoms or ions in a mole. and they picked up the third week of October to be October 23rd. We will talk a little bit about National Chemistry Week coming up after the bottom of the hour. We are going to play Guess Who in just a few moments and are looking forward to doing so with you. We'll reveal the Guess Who initials in just a few moments.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Here is a chance to see our Youth Media Center, our weekly open mic night for teens takes on a Halloween theme this Thursday, October 26th, from 4 to 6 o'clock. We'll be open for lights on after school. The usual opportunities for teens to perform, sing, read, or rant in front of a supportive audience. But this time, the audience can include you as an adult. Other family members will be open to you for lights on after school as we call attention to the importance of high-quality after-school programs in cooperation with a statewide effort as well as a nationwide effort, all happening on October 26th. Join us for spooky snacks, a costume contest, great performances from teens, including improvised collaborations. Learn more at slbradio.org/openstudio. Now it's time to play Guess Who. Guess Who's the game that's easy to play. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, someone living, somebody no longer living. Maybe it's somebody from the world of sports, music, literature, film, history. No matter who it is, we think it will be a name that you've heard before. Are you ready? This week's Guess Who initials are C-M. C-M. That's C is in Crafton, and M is in Mercer. And you may now guess as many times as you would like. We'll let you know how the guesses are coming in. The initials C-M. C-M. Again, C as in Crafton and M as in Mercer. Those are not clues, just a way to make sure you heard the letters correctly. 412-200-5975. And the guesses are already coming in. I'll let you know what some of the incorrect guesses are as they come in. And good luck to you as we play Guess Who. Claude Monet by John and Carrick. Just guess. That would have been one of my first, Claude Monet. And here comes Kathy. Oh. Kathy, you may have it correct. Take a look and check to see if spell check did not hijack your answer. You're so close. James and Freiburg, who is always a good player, has Charles Mingus, Chuck Mangione, Captain Marvel. These are great. Christopher Marlowe, Chico Marx, excellent. And Christy McVie. None of those are it. Those are great guesses. And Tom has quite a few here. Connie Mack. I'm just going to read a few of them. Charles Manson. Charles Mayo of the Mayo Clinic. Also Christine McPhee, Kathy McCarthy. And I do not see the correct answer among your guesses. And we'll share more of your guesses coming up. 412-200-5975. John in Economy has Carmen Miranda, Charles Mingus, Krista McAuliffe, Colin Mockery from Whose Line Is It Anyway, Chico Marx, and Claude Monet. John and Carrick also has Carmen Miranda. Larry in Elwood City has Chico Marx. Oh, here's a good one from John and Carrick. Cheech Marin of Cheech and Chong. Chuck Manson from Turkey City, Arne. Kathy and Ty Nesta got it. I thought you had it. She's the only one so far. Dan and Mercer has Chuck Mangione. And our number is 412-200-5975. As we continue to play Guess Who, only one correct answer so far. And here comes Gail, who is in Ohio this morning with Chico Marx, Chris Mangione, Jaisla Milosh, that's one I'll look up, Claude Monet, and Carmen Miranda. So I think it's Jaisla Milosh, a diplomat, writer, and translator. Excellent guess. Dan and Mercer, you just got it with your second guess. Not Chuck Mangione, but your second guess. Larry in Elwood City has Charles Mingus, not him. Here is Matt in southeastern Pennsylvania. Annie's Matt, to be specific. News commentator Chris Matthews, not him. Nor is it Charlie Manuel. John and Carrick has Chick McGee. Caden has a guess of Caden Mikulski. Not that, but a fine name. Let me see who John and Carrick is guessing here. New England theologian Cotton Mather. Not Cotton Mather. 412-200-5975. Let's hear from you as we play Guess Who. A lot of guesses are continuing to come in. And just a couple correct ones so far. The initials are CM. We had a guess of Kathy Mattea just coming in. And like Carl Malden also guessed, I believe Kathy and Carl, in their cases, is with a K. Chris Dean McVie for Matt. Clayton Moore, there's a good guess, the man who played the Lone Ranger. That from John and Carrick. Cameron Mitchell, also guessed by John. Nick in West Mifflin has Consuela Mack. Oh, how did I not think of the Moor of Pittsburgh, Mr. Well, wait, Chris Mo is KM, but I think in reality it's Chris Moore. It's not Chris Moore. What a great guess from Bruce. And Charlie Monroe, Bill Monroe's brother, and Baseball Hall of Famer and Factoryville, Pennsylvania native Christy Mathewson. All of those guessed by Bruce just now. And there are more that continue to come in. CM, the initials. Charles Manson, guessed by Charlie. Oh, and Clyde McFatter. That's a good guess. But not him. We still have a few moments to play, and we have lines open if you would like to call with your guess. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Larry in Elwood City, you just got it with your latest guess. Well done. Oh, Mike and Mars just guessed Clement Moore. Excellent guess. Connie Mack from John and Carrick, another good one. Let me go back now and catch up. Tom had so many guesses, I wanted to not reveal them all early on because I wanted to be sure you had a chance to guess some of those names. So Tom had Carl Malden, which I think is with a K, Connie Mack, Charles MacArthur, Christopher Marlowe, Charles Martel, a medieval king, Charles Manson, Charles Mason of the Mason-Dixon line. He also had Cotton Mather, Charles Mayo, Cyrus McCormick, Carson McCullers, a Southern writer, Cosmo Medici, Claude Monet, Christopher Morley, Claude McKay, Charles Wright Mills, Chris McCandless, Charlie McCarthy, that's a good one, Christine McPhee, Kathy McCarthy, and Catherine Middleton. A lot of guesses, but not a right answer there. Matt has Kathy Moriarty. Jim has Chester Morris. And Alan at Squirrel Hill has Charla Maine. Took me a minute. 412-200-5975. And I think I'm up to date regarding Facebook entries. Oh, I'm not up to date. I'm so glad I just went to look at Facebook. Larry, playing along on Facebook, Larry has a guess of Colonel Mustard. I wish it was Colonel Mustard. 412-200-5975. This is not a hint. This song is just here to have a little fun with. CM. 412-200-5975. Larry, that's a wonderful guess of Colonel Mustard. And here comes some additional guesses. Matt has Charles Martel. You guys are better historians than I am. Mayor of the Palace of Austrasia from 715 to 741, the years, not the time. Alan has Cookie Monster. I wish it were. And Kim is in Knox. Good morning, Kim. Has Connie Mack. 412-200-5975. Give you a little time to think here. I just got off the phone with somebody who I'll tell you about in a minute, who was making some guesses. But he guessed Captain Monet from The Far Side. Captain Monet from The Far Side. And that's Barney in Swissvale. And he and I were just reminiscing about old days. And I mean old days. I mean going back to my earliest days on this side of the radio, like in 1975, believe it or not, including some work with Betty Aberlin, Lady Aberlin. And thank you for calling. And Captain Monet is from Gary Larson's Far Side. What a great guess. Now, more guesses are coming in. Charles Mann from John in Carrick. Captain Morgan, Charlie guesses. Another Chuck Mangione, Chucky Margolis. Karl Marx from Aline, one of our maniacs. And we have Charles Mingus from Matt's in southeastern Pennsylvania. Jim in Crafton Heights just got the correct answer. Claire Moore from John in Carrick. And Chip Monk from Jesse in Point Breeze. Chip Monk, I like it. And there are still more guesses coming in. And CM are the initials. I need to give you some sort of hint, I think, if you've not gotten it already. So let me contemplate what this hint for you might be. Well, our guest who answered might have left you with a number of impressions. Not Claude Monet. Might have left you with a number of impressions. They might have also encouraged you to get ready. And his initials are CM. CM. 412-200-5975. Rick just wrote Radio Rick to tell us that Dr. Lee DeForest demonstrated to people his electrical vacuum radio tube on October 20th, defiantly refusing to call it wireless and instead wanted to call it radio. I was just reading about that, actually. Never able to profit from his amazing contributions, but year after year, he never gave up. That was on October 20th, 1906. Thank you, Rick. CM, did my hint help you? this person might have left you with impressions, or the impressions, and he might have encouraged you to get ready. It's not Carnegie Mellon. It's not Carnegie Museum. I'm not sure I can give you much more of a hint after this. We do have some correct guesses. CM. Chris in Dormont has Christian Bale. That's one nobody's guessed. Our correct answer is a musical CM, not Charles Mingus, not Chuck Mangione. Craig in Macon, Georgia guessed Cro-Magnon, no. And Jim in Blackridge just got it. It's Curtis Mayfield. Curtis Mayfield. He recorded this with the Impressions, also had a solo career.
People get ready. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith. You just thank the Lord.
Jim in Crafton Heights also got it, as did Larry in Elwood City. Dan in Mercer.
So people get ready.
Kathy in Tynesta.
picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key.
Open the door, boy.
There's hope for all among those loved the most. The hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind.
Faith is on.
Believe me now. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't.
Congratulations, if you knew we were looking for Curtis Mayfield. That was a fun one.
All you need is faith to hear the...
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, Katie Kears, and Todd Chorosky. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions in Pittsburgh.
Locked up in a little room in Hollywood with a heavy heart and a homesick soul. Miles away from the one I love, sitting on the floor with a record playing nice and slow. Tonight her love's too far away. She's sleeping now, I'm wide awake. I'm staring up at the ceiling fan, spinning round and round and round again. Listening to Curtis Mayfield. Listening to Curtis Mayfield. December, where's the snow? Is a new town, new low, another lonely night. And how do you make friends when you know no one? Everybody's smiling in the California sun. But when night comes and the streets are bare, you're all alone, there's no one there. I'm sitting here watching the window pane, just looking for someone or something to pass this way. Listening to Curtis Mayfield. Listening to Curtis Mayfield. Driving across the desert in the starlight, shining in your eyes, gazing up at the big sky as we cross New Mexico in the middle of the night. Listening to Curtis Mayfield. Listening to Curtis Mayfield. Listening to Curtis Mayfield. Listening to Curtis Mayfield.
That's Clarence Beccaro. What a guess who game we just had. And It's hard for us to return all of the emails and texts that come in when we play Guess Who. But I hope you heard us acknowledge you. Charlie had asked whether Jerry Butler was with the Impressions. Indeed, he was. Thank you for mentioning that, as was Curtis Mayfield, our Guess Who answer. It's National Chemistry Week, but you don't need to necessarily know anything about chemistry to play the game we're about to play.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the voting process for the Northside Chronicle's Reader's Choice Awards for favorite Northside small businesses, as well as information about the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
This Thursday is Lights Up After School Day, or Lights On After School Day. And this is an annual event that's been happening for 10 plus years. It's to call attention to after school programs. It's a national effort, and we will be open the evening of October 26th, Thursday, with our regular open mic night, as we do every Thursday from 4 to 6. But we'd like to invite you to join us. It's a Halloween-themed open mic night. Teens will be performing, singing, reading, maybe providing a rant. You can be part of the audience and also join us for spooky snacks, costume contest. Teens also will have some improvised collaboration. When you join us, we also will be able to give you a tour of our studios so you can see our brand new Youth Media Center. If you've been meaning to come by so you can get a look at what it is we're doing here, this would be a perfect time to do it. It's this Thursday, October 26th, between 4 and 6. Learn more at slbradio.org/openstudio. Now, National Chemistry Week, there are quite a lot of words that we use that are also terms used in chemistry. For example, if I gave you the clue rejoinder or response, the answer to that is reaction. Reaction. Chemical reaction. Or if I gave you the clue type of fracture, type of fracture, or a military base, that would be another clue for the same word. The answer would be compound. Compound. So all of the answers are going to be terms that you might find in the index of a chemistry book, but have uses in our language for ordinary things. Some of them are very specific terms. Some of them are much broader. Here we go. The first clue is quiz answer. Quiz answer. And the second clue is type of bear. Type of bear. Each clue leads to a different answer. Please phone us if you care to. You can join us on the air. with your answer, kids, adults, and everybody in between. We're looking for a quiz answer that is also a chemistry term and a type of bear that's also a chemistry term. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Well, quiz answer. Looks like we have the correct answer just coming in. Oh, gosh. That is terrific. First, Matt in Southeastern PA and Maniac Aline both knew the bear we were looking for. Polar. Mike also got that. And quiz answer, that is simply solution. And before I said military, we're talking about a compound, and Christopher pointed out that base itself is a chemical term. So you could say military property. That could be a compound. It could also be a base. Every clue we give you leads to a term associated with chemistry. Here's one. The clue is Honda model. Honda model. And we have revolutionary as another clue. Revolutionary. Each answer is a term you'll find in chemistry. It's National Chemistry Week. Did you get your cards out? Oh, there's another one here. U.S. currency. That one's kind of simple, but we'll see if you come up with it. Here's a text just coming in from Zach. Element. That's the Honda model. The Honda element. Element being a term used in chemistry. We're looking for revolutionary. What term might that be? And we're also looking for U.S. currency as the clue. And here's another one. The clue is spy. And as you think through our puzzles, we should take just a moment to celebrate.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, and protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury, molybdenum, magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, kryptonium, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
Tom Lehrer at the Saturday Light Brigade. And you're keeping us busy here. Matt, I mentioned a Honda model and the element. He gave the clue of a Hyundai model. And that is the Ioniq. That is a great one. And let me go through some additional text messages that are coming in. Oh, very good. Aline says, food grown without pesticides. That would be organic. And Zach knew U.S. currency is nickel, one of the elements mentioned in the song you just heard. And Matt, actually, with the Hyundai Ioniq, that was a great addition to the list. Ah, Alan, I gave the clue of spy, and he came up with bond, as in a chemical bond. I had a different answer in mind, and this might be the kind of spy, that is almost always, I guess most spies are embedded to be non-detectable, but there's another answer for spy. Mike has another one, which is agent. I still have yet another one. 412-200-5975. Here's one from Christopher. Overwhelmingly bubbly. Effervescent. That's certainly a chemical term. Matt also had agent for spy. Christopher said a response. That would be a reaction. Ah, Alan caught the other spy that I was looking for, a mole. In National Chemistry Week, which is ending this week, it's also held around this time in October, because a mole is 6.022 times 10 to the 23rd. 10 to the 23rd being 1023, October 23rd. That would be the reason why. Does anybody know the answer to revolutionary? Revolutionary? Somebody who really wants to change the world through big ideas. Matt says, low-risk investment option. That would be a bond, I think. And Jim in Crafton Heights was going to give the clue of garden pest instead of spy, but he came up with mole. Here's one. We'll see if you're able to come up with this one. Copy in somebody. Copy in is it. Ahmad Jamal, by the way, is playing in the background here. Mike figured out the revolutionary we were looking for is a radical. Okay, what about a Herman Miller novel? A Herman Miller novel. 412-200-5975. And we're also still looking for the answer to the clue. Copy in. Every answer is a term that is also used in chemistry. Oh, here's one. Religious service. Oh, and a hello to the Haberman family. It's so nice to hear from you. They were thinking revolutionary could be a catalyst, and that works if we use it as an adjective instead of a noun. Or as a noun, it could be a catalyst, but if we use it to be a little more descriptive, excellent. Nice to hear from the Habermans. And Mike says, done with regularity. Done with regularity, not a ritual or a routine. Got to think about that. Zach, you're on the right track. Copy in. You might have to be over 40 to know this answer. Copy in. There is a one-word chemistry term. Mike and Mars has it too, but it's what those two letters stand for. Alan just got that the religious ceremony, that would be a mass. And Jim just said kind of curtain. Iron? As in Fe, the chemical element, I'm guessing. Aline also got mass. And Zach got it to copy in carbon. I'm going to carbon you on this. I'm going to carbon you on that. CC has kind of morphed into the meaning of courtesy copy. But it used to be carbon copy. Because of carbon paper being used to create the copy in paper-based offices. Mike and Mars also knew mass, as did Matt in southeastern Pennsylvania. Now, we're still looking for the Herman Miller novel. I think that's the only one we have out right now. So we'll add to the Herman Miller novel. I'm debating between two. I'll give you this one. Aristocrat. Aristocrat. Herman Miller novel and Aristocrat. 412-200-5975. Take a little thinking break here and wish you the best of luck.
up this morning with a smile on my face. I got dressed, made my bed, then I picked up the place. I did what you told me. I didn't whine or cry. I took a nap, never saw time out. Now all I can ask is why. Why am I being punished?
Have I been so bad?
I sat down to dinner and this is what I had.
Boiled okra and spinach. It's dangerous. Fishy fish with a thousand bones cooked in asparagus. I'd rather eat boogers than black-eyed peas. I'd trade it all for a hamburger or a pizza with double cheese.
No anchovies.
No pepperonis and no mushrooms.
No black olives or any other rabbit food.
Got an idea that's bound to work. You finish the spinach and the black-eyed peas, then I'll go get dessert. Ice cream or maybe a refrigerated candy bar. Ice cream with joy for a little piece of cake.
Vegetables are very good for you. Eat your fish, eat your okra too. Clean your plate, it's easy, it's just a piece of cake.
Ice cream.
Vegetables are very good for you. Eat your fish, eat your okra too.
Ice cream.
Clean your plate, it's easy, it's just a piece of cake.
Ice cream.
Vegetables are very good for you. Eat your okra too.
Ice cream.
Clean your plate, it's easy, it's just a piece of cake.
Boiled okra and spinach. It's dangerous. The fishy fish with a thousand bones cooked in asparagus. I'd rather eat boogers. Trade it off for a hamburger or a pizza with double cheese. I trade it off for a hamburger or a pizza with double cheese.
Trout fishing in America, and I wish to point out it was not me who said buggers. Oops. It was them. Oh, well. Boiled okra and spinach, the song, Annie was able to come up with noble, as in a noble gas, as the answer to aristocrat. And did anybody get the Herman Miller novel? I don't think so. Valance, it's spelled a little differently than valence, but that's the type of curtain that Jim had in mind. Still an excellent addition. We'll see if anybody knows the Herman Miller novel. Again, it's going to be something associated with chemistry. This would be a hot item.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Assemble, a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education based in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
I said Herman Miller, and no wonder no one's answering it. I misspoke. I have it written down correctly, but I read it wrong. It's Arthur Miller. Phew, sorry about that. Arthur Miller. You gonna get it right away now? My apologies for that one. Herman Miller is a furniture manufacturer. Well, it now shows that we're live. And now all of the answers are coming in. The Crucible, Mike and Jim both got that. Charlie mentioned isotope. That would have been good for the Springfield baseball team, I believe, is the isotopes. But the Crucible from Arthur Miller, I should have caught that. Broadcasting live, indeed, from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Barney's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Oh, maybe, why can't you be true? Oh, maybe, why can't you be true? And I started out of doing them things you used to do. As I was a-motivating over the hill, saw Maybelline in the Coupe de Ville. Cadillac rolling on an open road, and nothing outrunning my V8 Ford. Cadillac doing about 95, a bumper to bumper and the side by side of Maybelline. Why could you be true? Oh, why could you be true? And I started out of doing them things you used to do. Well, the Cadillac pulled to 104, and the Ford got hot, I wouldn't do no more. Sun got cloudy, and it started to rain, and it tooted my horn from the passing lane. Rainwater blowing all over my hood, and it didn't do to my motor. Got a Maybelline, why could it be true? Why could it be true? And I started out of doing them things you used to do. He went down, and that's when I heard that highway song. Cadillac looking like a tunnel lead, 150 had a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like setting still, and I caught a Maybelline at the top of the hill of Maybelline. Why could you be true? Oh, why could you be true? Done started out of doing them things you used to do. Oh, why could you be true? Well, I started off doing them things you used to do. Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started out of doing them things you used to do.
John Hartford, David Grisman, and Mike Seeger. Welcome to this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. Boy, there were a lot of problems with that very last clue I gave you. Arthur Miller, we're looking for the Arthur Miller work, the answer to The Crucible. I'm pretty sure I said novel, but it's a play. And thank you, Alan, for catching that. Jim got the right answer despite that, as did Mike. And Jim and Blackridge and Jim and Crafton. And that gets us up to date. Thanks for playing along. Our Youth Express Hour is about to begin, and we have some guests from Pittsburgh Musical Theater that are going to be joining us. And in addition, coming up after the bottom of the hour, we have some young playwrights from the City Theater Young Playwrights Festival. The only thing more we need for an enjoyable hour is your company. And I think we've got that. Stick around. You'll hear from Pittsburgh Musical Theater momentarily.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District.